The End of Days, written and read by Mike Plasted. The end of days are coming, and I am sore afraid. The days are getting shorter and the nights longer. Soon my brethren and I will be no more. There have already been incidents late at night where my kin disappear. Usually the biggest of us are taken, never to be seen again. Where do they go? No one knows for certain, but reports from our forest neighbors have come back second and third hand that those taken are found in the open, destroyed, maimed, their smashed carcasses spread across the ground to decay in the fall sun. What is to become of me? I am now one of the largest of my kind. Am I next? Our legends say that soon all will be taken, all will be destroyed. I must be strong for the little ones. They cry in the night, frightened that something will happen to them. I must appear strong and confident of the future. Do not be afraid, little ones, I say. The Creator made us for a reason, and we will find joy in our purpose. Soon all will be revealed. I think my words bring comfort. The small ones stop their wailing and sit back to bask in the waning sun. My words bring peace to them. I wish they would do the same for me. But no, I face the future with nervous uncertainty. I try to enjoy the gifts the Creator has given to us, but I am troubled. My rest is uneasy. Our legends do not say exactly when our world will end, only that when all of the people are ready will it happen. I really think it's the obscurity of the words that bring me the most discomfort. I know I don't think I'll ever be ready for what is to come. The nights grow colder. Soon frost begins to coat the earth. That is another sign of the end. We wait and wonder and fear. When the day finally arrives, it is almost a relief. The waiting is finally over. I do not want to leave this place and my people, but I will do as the Creator wishes. I must trust in the Creator. Where I am taken, I do not know. The ones who take me do not speak to me. They ignore me and leave me a prisoner, away from the sun. Without the cycle of days, I lose all track of time. When my imprisonment is finally ended, I can barely think clearly. Everything is unfamiliar and strange. I ask the Creator for guidance, and that act leaves me oddly calm. My captors move me into the light. When they cut into me, the pain is so intense, I lose what consciousness I have left. I'm grateful for the release, but confused. Why would they do this to me? What have I ever done to them? How long I'm unconscious, I have no idea. Minutes? Hours? Days? The pain I first experienced has been replaced by numbness. My thoughts are clear, but something has changed. I feel lighter, less complete. Warmth emanates from within me that I have never felt before. I catch a glimpse of something nearby. It looks much like one of my brethren, but different. Light springs from cracks and crevices carved into the ghastly creature. I stare at it, trying to understand what it is, and I'm shocked to realize that what I'm seeing is a reflection of myself. Why have I been disfigured so? And then I remember the final words of the legend. Only the chosen few will become creatures of horror to those who would harvest them. Only the special are accorded the honor of striking fear in their destroyers. I remember those words, and my fear is gone for the first time. I have been chosen for a noble purpose. The Creator has determined that I am fit to strike back at those who would kill me. I am happy for the first time, for I have been given the honor of becoming Jack-O-Lantern.